Friends, roadies, countrymen, and all you wonderful folks in those faraway places around the world. I'm back like a boomerang. Yep, it's me, J.E., John Edmund, beaming out from the bushveld of South Africa. You know, undoubtedly, the bushveld areas support an amazing, unsurpassed variety of flora and fauna. Animals, reptiles, insects, and bird characters are used in stories and films worldwide to the delight of adults and children alike. So why not an animated song describing a happy event in the wild? So I wrote one. But let me give you the background. It's amazing how a song never dies, and later I'll tell you why. Having lived in the bush for most of my life, I was inspired to write a song about the flora and fauna around me. Let's turn the clock back. 56 years, more than half a century. It was long before The Lion King and all those unbelievably clever and beautiful animated films were conceived. I sat down with my guitar and wrote a fun song about animals going to a bushveld bundu ball, and how I was invited as a guest of honor. Of course, I replied and accepted immediately. In the song, I'm greeted at the door by a cute little cheetah, and all of the animals greet me with a roar. Once at the venue, I note a pair of hippo shyly getting to know one another. Then I see a pair of kudu, not so shy, bashing horns. Then the band strikes up, with a baboon doing the lead vocals and a hyena playing a concertina. The place starts to swing with a crocodile waltzing off around the floor, or should I say crawling around the floor. Hey, but the music is so romantic that a pair of giraffes start, pardon the pun, necking. Enter the king of the beasts with his pride of lions, and he sits down at the diner. He then calls the vulture, who's the waiter, and asks him for the vintage bundu wine. To crown it all, another member of the big five, a rhino, joins the lions in the diner, and the bundu ball swings into the night, and so the song The Bundu Ball was born. But it lay in the cupboard, on a tape, and in manuscript form for all those years, 56 years. I recorded it in 2022. That's why I said a song never dies. As I said earlier, the bushveld supports an amazing variety of flora and fauna. But let's get back to the flora, the plants and trees. It was Plato that said, necessity is the mother of invention. But I say, insufficiency initiates improvisation. Folk living in the bushveld, whether they were ancient tribes, early settlers, soldiers, or adventurers, they had to make a plan for commodities not available. In the bushveld, there are substitutes for luxuries like coffee, toffee, liqueur, hardware like needle and thread, pot scourers, and lubricant, and toiletries like toothbrushes and deodorant, pesticides and medical remedies for wounds and colds. They can be found in the Bushveld Department Store. So that song was born, the Bushveld Department Store. Yes, when coffee was unavailable to the old fur trekkers, they roasted the seeds of the scented pod acacia tree, and it was close to coffee. Talking of acacias, when the sweet thorn acacia gives off sap, it congeals into a sweet sort of toffee. When I was a kid, we used to just love this stuff. Of course, many people are familiar with the amarula liqueur. It's made from the juice of the marula tree. It's a fruit that grows abundantly in the bushveld. The bark of the silver raisin is fibrous and makes good string, or even thread. And the long, sharp thorns of the umbrella thorn can be used as needles. Now, there's an almost prehistoric-looking plant that grows here called baboon tail. This plant was used by early settlers as pot scourers. It's also called Bushman's candle because the bushmen of old used to dip the plant into animal fat, light it, and use it as a candle or a torch. The seeds of the jacket plum tree are oily and can be used as lubricant. Old hunters oiled their guns with it. And when it comes to toiletries, toothbrushes can be made from the fibrous branches of the magic guari. And for deodorant, the leaves of the lavender bush make a great scent. You just got to crush them up and rub it on. Then crush the leaves of a camphor bush and voila, you can sniff them when your sinuses are blocked. You won't believe that the leaves of the bush willow tree make soothing poultices for wounds and bruises. And what about pesticides? A sprig of lemon bush is a great insect repellent, especially for mosquitoes. And in olden times, wood chips from the tamboti tree were put in cupboards to keep moths away. No wonder the moths didn't like those things. If the smoke from the burning tamboti wood is inhaled, it can cause nausea. And don't ever use it for a barbecue or a braai. So there you are, the magic of the great outdoors, flora and fauna. Have to go now, folks. I've got to go for my walk in the bush. So till next week, it's au revoir. But before I go, don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel, as well as keeping an eye on my website. Remember also that my music is available on all popular music channels. Talk to you some more next week. Till then, stay safe. Keep singing and swinging. Bushveld greetings from me. Peace, shalom, and most of all, Svakanaka.